8 Perek of Amitzia, Mishnah 5. Hamoicha Zesev Le'etim. The person sells his al trees, not that they should remain as al trees, that they should be cut down and use the wood for cooking purposes. Now, generally you're not allowed to cut down a fruit tree, but it's talking about where there's some method to cut it down. Either it's not producing that much fruit or it's causing damage. Now, it was sold in a fashion that they did not, even though it was sold to cut down, but they didn't make a condition that he has to cut it immediately. So, also, Pops made a piece of the saw, if it produced poor quality olives that produce less than a revius of wine, that's a half a cup of wine for a saw, which is a large amount, then these remain to the Bala, the one who sold it. Why? Because even though right now a person bought this tree, but since it's a small amount, we say that he really wants it for the wood and the fruit, which is just leftovers and poor quality fruit, he leaves for the one who sold it to him. As we said, we're talking about a case where the primary purpose was not for the fruit, because it would be prime person for the fruit, a valid goes to him. If you told him to cut it down immediately, so he's just not entitled to any fruit, because the Baal Bais says cut it down immediately. Here, since he didn't tell him when to cut it down, there's a discussion that maybe the fruit should go partially to the one who bought it. So if it's poor quality fruit, then it goes to the one who sold it. Also, if it produced a larger amount, olives that produced a large amount of oil, better quality olives. One says, I deserve them because it's my trees that grew it. Another one says, the trees is only your wood, but it's growing from my land. I didn't give you the right to keep it there indefinitely. They split it a chiddush, because since each one has a claim that he partially created this fruit, so they split the profits. Yeah. The person had a tree and it was washed away by some the overflowing river and the like, and it uprooted the tree and it got replanted by his friend. So also the one who originally owned the tree said it's my tree, the other one says it's my land. Also they split it up, also because over here, not because of a suffix, but because it was produced by both of them. Now here, the Gemara says, must be talking about a case that it was uprooted with the earth. Because if it wasn't uprooted with the earth, then it's all the pears become oral and you have to start 3 years again. And Mela. So like this. If it was uprooted with the fruits, so now the original guy has a tanya. He says, if you would want to plant a tree now, you wouldn't be able to eat the fruit for 3 years, because my tree came over with this piece of chunk of earth. Now I could have fruit for the first 3 years. So the fruit from the first 3 years is a result of the tree of the first guy, and also partly because of the karka of the second guy, because it's not only the karka of the first guy. So therefore they split it. But after 3 years, if I said 3 months before, I meant 3 years. But after 3 years, the second person could say that I don't need you bechlal, I could have planted myself, and therefore he's entitled to all the fruit. He'll just pay the one whose tree it was, he'll pay him for his tree because it belongs to him, and he'll keep all the fruit.